This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله أما بعد فأوصيكم وإياي بتقوى الله عز وجل فإنه الزاد في الدنيا والأخرى وفي السر والعلانية كما قال الله تعالى في كتابه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, we are in the middle of this month, the month of Ramadan. And in this month, along with the ibadah of fasting and along with the ibadah of Qiyam as well, there is another ibadah that many of us take part in. And all of us take part in some capacity as well. And that is the ibadah of zakat. Many people, they wait throughout the year to give their zakawat during this time. Zakat is an obligation that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal had obliged upon previous nations as well. And Allah, as He tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, He took a covenant from the Israelites that they're going to do a number of things. They're going to say good things to people. They will establish their prayers and they will give their zakawat as well. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ. This was from the covenants that Allah took from the people of Israel. And we know that the prophets of God, they would remind their people of the zakat, which is an obligatory charity. And we know among those prophets was Ismail alayhi salam. That Ismail alayhi salam, Allah says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيَّ. He was a person of a true oath and a true promise. Every time he would make a promise, he would be honest. And وَكَانَ رَسُولَ النَّبِيَّ. And he was a prophet of God and also a messenger of God as well. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيَّ. And he would command his family to give zakat and pray salah as well. And he was chosen by Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ. He was pleased by Allah رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ. I.e. Allah was pleased by this slave of his, Ismail. Why was he pleased? Well, he was pleased because he would tell his family to pray and he would pray himself. And he would tell them to also purify themselves through giving zakawat as well. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, any wealth that you have, a year has went by on that wealth. If that wealth is above the threshold, which is approximately, give or take, $7,000, $6,800 plus. Okay, it fluctuates. So around, let's say, $6,500 to $7,000. If you have that type of wealth, and you haven't given zakat on that wealth, then this is a wealth that we'll be asked about on the Day of Judgment. This is a wealth that will come to burn you on the Day of Judgment. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, and He says that وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ. Those people who store away the dhahab, the gold and the silver, they store it away and they put it away, and they don't give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That group of people, they need to be given the glad tiding of the fire. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Tell them that they will be punished by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal because they're not giving their zakawat. Sometimes we think of salat and siyam as Islam and that's the end of that. But we forget their zakawat. People haven't given their zakawat for years. This is not something that is of a this is not a joke. This is not a joke. This is your deen. This is one of the pillars of your faith. This is a portion of your wealth for which you'll be asked on the Day of Judgment. And as Allah continues and says that this wealth of yours, it will be the very wealth that you'll be branded with on the Day of Judgment. It will be burnt and used to brand you. Brand the person who doesn't give his zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued. And He says, يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ. On that day, this wealth, the gold and silver, it will be heated up by the hellfire. فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ. Through that wealth that's heated up, their sides, their backs, and their faces will be branded. وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ. This is the same wealth that you were storing away, but you weren't giving it for the sake of Allah. Now, what does that mean? You give all of your wealth for the sake of Allah? No, that's not what that means. And that's why Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told us that every wealth that you have given the zakat of, it's no longer considered a kanz. It's no longer considered a treasure that you're putting away. Rather, you're doing the obligation. You're giving the zakat of that wealth. So when you have money put away, take the 2.5%. That is due upon that wealth and give it for the sake of Allah. We know that wealth, if you have loads of it, you can create more wealth from it. On average, if a person tries, they can take their money and create at least 7% more. All Allah is asking is for 2.5%. This is your obligation. And the reason for this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want inequality in society. And that's why when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had sent Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Yemen, he told them to give them da'wah. He told them to call them to tawheed. He told them to call them to salat. And then he told them the third thing. And he said, tell them that each one of them has a sadaqah due upon them. تُؤْخَذُ مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ وَتُرَدُّ إِلَى فُقَرَائِهِمْ. It's taken from the rich amidst them and it's given back to the poor. So the inequality in society that occurs because of how much you can make through money, that decreases. The Prophet ﷺ didn't agree with the capitalist system where people with money, they continue to get richer. He wanted to have a degree of equality within society so that every single person can live within the growing needs that they have. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to make dua for the person who gives their zakat. Every single person that would bring the zakat to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would make dua for that person. He would say, Allahumma salli alayhim. Oh Allah, have your mercy upon them. That's what salat upon a person means. Oh Allah, have your mercy upon them. And this was a command of Allah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Take from their wealth sadaqah that purifies them and raises them in status as well. And then Allah said, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, and pray upon them, make dua upon them. So if you want to be a recipient of the dua of the Prophet ﷺ, be a person who gives his zakawat. And this is also for people who are taking zakat. When you're a person who's been given that duty of taking the zakat, then make sure you make dua for the person who's giving. Ask Allah to give this person more. Ask Allah, just as the Prophet would ask, to have mercy on this individual. Because there's not many people out there who actually give their zakawat. Imagine if every single person who had wealth would give 2.5% of their wealth. A person with $100,000 will be giving $2,500. A person with $1 million, you'll be giving $25,000. A person with $10 million will be giving $250,000, and so forth. So you will have equality within society. But people hoard. People keep their money hoarded. And they don't give it for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. But the Sahaba, they were very keen on giving. They were very, very keen on giving. They were so keen that Ali ibn Abi Talib reports. And remember, this hadith is very important. Why? Because this hadith is a hadith from Ahlul Bayt. So nobody accuses the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be people who are just collecting funds. No, no, no. This is Ali reporting from Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, that he came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, O Prophet of Allah, am I allowed to give my zakat early? Even the family of the Prophet is giving zakat. So the Prophet ﷺ allowed for that to take place. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, your zakat is due on all of your growing assets. It's due on stocks that you own in different ways. It's due on the land that you own, but for the purposes of gains, not for your personal needs. It's due also on actual raw wealth that you have. All of this has zakat due on it, and you need to give 2.5% of your sadaqah for this. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, Samurah ibn Jundub, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to tell us to give zakat for all of the merchandise that we own as well, the urud al-tijara. And that's why most of the scholars of Islam throughout the centuries, and there's also an ijma' reported on this, most of them have said that there is zakat on your business wealth as well. So if you have money in your business accounts, yes, you might not be able to take it out, or you don't want to take it out because of tax purposes, etc. But that wealth is still considered zakatable. You still have to give the zakat of this wealth as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the tawfiq to give your zakawat. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you and I the tawfiq to give our sadaqat. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi hamdan yuwafi ni'amahu wa yukafi'u mazidah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I remind you yet again of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says to us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, there's another type of zakat as well. And that is known as zakatul fitr. That is known as sadaqatul fitr. And this is a type of sadaqah that's due on pretty much everyone in society. Except those people who literally have absolutely nothing on that day. Okay? But most of us, alhamdulillah, we have something that we can give from. So, zakatul fitr or sadaqatul fitr, or in some of the reports of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called it the zakat or sadaqah of Ramadan as well. This is a sadaqah that you have to give before Salatul Eid. And this is a very minimal amount. It's not that much. When you calculate it, it comes out to $15 to $20 more or less. If you wish to give more, you can give more. But at least you have to give this zakat. For yourself and all of the people who are under your financial care as well. Anyone that is due upon you, their financial needs, you have to give zakat upon their behalves as well. You can give this in dollars according to some of the scholars, and others believe that you have to give it out in staple. Personally, what I do, and I'm not telling you to do this, but this is what I do. To be on the safe side, I give it in dollars and I also give it in staples as well. Because there's, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us be in these countries where although we might be living paycheck to paycheck, but technically most people are very wealthy when you compare them to other people in the world. So take some of that wealth that Allah has given you and transfer it to other parts of the world as well. But don't forget the needs of your society as well. So it's probably easier for you in Canada to give your zakatul fitr in dollars, and you can do that right in the back. But at the same time, look for those needy people in other parts of the world and give to them as well. And this is zakatul fitr. It's not that much. For your family, if you are five people, you do the math. If you're six people, you do the math as well. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, this zakatul fitr, we know that Ibn Umar, he told us this is due on the male, the female, this is due on the free person and the slaves, this is due on the young, the old, and this is to be given before the people go for salawat. Now, for us, practically speaking, give it a lot ahead in time. Why? Well, you're allowed to give it throughout Ramadan, inshallah. Many scholars believe this. It's okay for you to give it throughout Ramadan. Practically speaking, it's very hard for these organizations that are collecting zakatul fitr to bring it to the people who deserve that zakatul fitr if you give it very late, if you give it the morning of. Yes, it is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to delay it and wait for its time, but it's difficult and impractical. So give your zakatul fitr as soon as you can so that people that are looking after the zakat, they can go ahead and they can give it to the people upon whom this zakat is due. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us in many ahadith, the virtue of those people who give sadaqah, all of those virtues without exception are applicable to the people who give zakat as well, because zakat is just another form of sadaqah. The only difference is zakat is an obligatory charity. Among those virtues, my brother, is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that every single person, kullu mri'in fi dhilli sadaqatihi, every single person will be in the shade of his sadaqah, of his charity, hatta yufsala bayna an-nas. On the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deciding the affairs of the people, every single person who would give sadaqah, he will be under the shade of that sadaqah. He will be under the shade of that sadaqah. So those people who give their zakawat and they purify themselves and their wealth through that as well, they will, insha'Allah ta'ala, be among the people who will be under the shade of their sadaqat. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the shade of His arsh. I ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to give us the shade of the sadaqat. I ask Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal to allow us to give this for the sake of Allah. Ameen. It is hard. It is hard when you say to yourself that if I was to try to invest in these sukuk or anything else, it might give me 2% or 3%. And on top of that, there's inflation and now I'm giving 2.5%. But wallahi, my brothers, your wealth will become pure if you give it for Allah. This is an obligation. Fight your nafs. Fight your souls. Do not delay this. Every single moment that you delay, if you die, you have wealth that you no longer own anymore. This is what a lot of people forget. That as soon as the year goes by, on the money that's due as sadaqah or as zakat to the people, 2.5% of your wealth goes out of your ownership. By you keeping it within your ownership, you are now taking the money of other people and you're keeping it for yourself. So what do we call such a person? Could we call this person a crook? Could we call this person a thief? But we call this person a disobedient slave of Allah. This person who doesn't give his zakawat hasn't understood that after the year goes by on the wealth above the threshold, that money is no longer yours. It's only within your possession for you to give it to the right recipients, to give it to the people who are destitute and poor, to give it to the people who are needy, to give it to the people who are doing the things that the eight categories that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal mentioned. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَنَا مَا قَدَّمْنَا اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَنَا مَا قَدَّمْنَا وَمَا أَخَّرْنَا وَمَا أَسْرَرْنَا وَمَا أَعْلَنَّا وَمَا أَنتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنَّا اللَّهُمَّ أَحْيِنَا عَلَى سُنَّةِ نَبِيِّكَ اللَّهُمَّ أَحْيِنَا عَلَى سُنَّةِ نَبِيِّكَ وتوفنا على ملته وتوفنا على ملته وأعذنا من مضلات الفتن وأعذنا من مضلات الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.